8. Now, on a Monday morning with Mark and Walt, and it was the latter half of last week, Walt, when word got out of something very cool that is happening in the Nice District with Westwood High School, and we thought we'd like to dive a little bit deeper into this with their tie-in with Finlandia University.
So. Well, David Bose joins us now on the phone with Westwood High School. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful.
All right. This is a story that came out that you're looking, well, there's already sort of a precedent set to a certain extent of working with some of the institutions of higher education in the area, but with this particular affiliation with Finlandia for students that are doing particularly well in some very challenging courses, they can get some credit. Tell us a little bit about what you folks are getting involved with.
Well, I guess for about the last year, Walt, we've been working very closely with area universities, and in this case, in particular, Finlandia University. We've been, working with their acting provost, Dr. Williams, on setting up a class that we already currently teach here. They looked at the syllabus for it. Now they're willing to give our kids some credit at the collegiate level if they were to attend Finlandia for having taken this course. And that's pretty significant. We haven't had a core course under this before. It's always been career and technical education courses, everything from welding to business classes and so on. And we've had that type of agreement with Northern Michigan University and Bay College and things like that. This is really our first core course, and that's it's pretty significant for us. And we're really hoping it's the beginning of something a little bit bigger.
Well, really, that was kind of the question. There must have been a fairly rigorous process for the class to be looked at, to be given credit on a collegiate level. I'm sure that was looked at by Finlandia.
Yeah, our teachers here, our math department here, really put together a nice class, and then it was more of like an evaluation process by their professors as to would they indeed grant credit for it, and they did, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, the neat thing about this is really the win-win side of this. It's great for the students, great for the high school. It's also great for the university because it's, I guess, indirectly sort of a recruiting tool probably isn't the best way to put it, but you know the direction I'm going with that one. It opens that door up a little bit early for everybody.
Yeah, I think the benefit on the university side certainly is trying to create a bit of a conduit to their university. And anytime they can get a little bit of press themselves, that's a good thing for them as well. So it's really worked out well on both sides, but certainly the best of all for our kids, for our students, and that's why we were doing this. So
we're speaking with David Bose, Westwood High School principal this morning, and one of the things with this particular announcement was that you were looking at the future here as well, that this could be the beginning of a few new things. Tell us a little bit about what you're thinking about in the district.
Well, I mean, I think Michigan is a little bit behind right now. We've had some kids come in for some other states. Minnesota stands out for me, and the appearance is that those students have more of an opportunity right now to get some collegiate credit at the high school level. And while some Michigan schools are able to do that, we're trying to turn that around in our area and make sure that our kids have an opportunity to do that as well. So possibly by the time they're in their junior, their senior year, they might have amassed a year's worth of credits by the time they leave here. And that's certainly what we're going for.
Now, are you kind of looking at yourselves as sort of the blueprint here? I mean, are there districts keeping an eye on this, or have they been in contact with you, or is this something that you're kind of just a standalone right now and you're going to see how it works? Are other districts talking to you about this?
Yeah.
We haven't really talked much with the other districts about it. We've just been working really hard ourselves on putting this together. I know that the other area schools have looked in this area, but to my knowledge, this is the first class that has been of a, like I said, a core nature that has been able to provide credit at the collegiate level. We have a lot of opportunities here at our school and the other schools where you can dual enroll, which is essentially the student, while they're in high school, going to the university or possibly online and taking classes. But this is our class that's being provided credit for.
Well, we're talking about, college-level algebra, and you're talking about your Algebra 3 and trigonometry classes there at the high school. It must be a credit to what you're teaching the kids in that particular discipline if that's college-level stuff in high school.
Yeah, they were very interested in the content of the class, and then the level of education of the teacher that would be teaching it. We did well with that. We did real well with that. So,
well, it sounds like it's turning into a successful program, and it could be a door to the future with more with you folks at Westwood and in the Knights District. And we just wanted to make sure people heard a little bit more about it so they know what's going on. And I know you've got a lot of different things that have been going on in the district there in particular that with technology upgrades and everything that you're wanting to get the word out about, and wanted to make sure let you have a chance to talk about it. And if you've got anything in particular that comes up in the near future, we're always here to chat.
Well, we're really proud of our district, and I'd like to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Well, we will, I'm sure, be talking again in the near future.
Well, it's Monday morning. We know you got to get back at it, so we certainly appreciate your time here, sir, and do let us know all that's going on. It's exciting news for you. Congratulations are obviously in order as well.
All right, we will do, guys. You guys have a good Monday.
All right, David Bye-bye. Bose joining us here again, principal of Westwood High School. Interesting news that sprung out last week, and we'll keep an eye on that one.
High school level class that can get college credit, that's pretty good.
Trigonometry, the longest four-letter word in the English language.
Nice.
It's 8 o'clock. News with Walden in a moment. Sunny 101.9.